Next patient is Cruz. The last name, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, like in Zulu. And first name, R-O-M-A-N-A. Romana, R-O-M-A-N-A. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old Hispanic female that is follow in the clinic because cardiorenal, because of CKD stage 2. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, and this diabetes mellitus was under control in 2021 and has been out of control in 2022. The medications have been adjusted, but the problem is that Ms. Campbell, APRN, is following the case, and the primary is also following the case, and the medication that Ms. Campbell prescribes has been changed by the primary, and we don't have a good blood sugar control. The patient initially was prescribed Farxiga, according to the patient, developed periods of hypoglycemia and has been switched to Jardiance, and the blood sugar has been under better control. On the other hand, the patient was taken to Geo, but to Geo, T-U-J-E-O, but has been changed to Lantus no more than 3 weeks ago. We don't have a continuous glucose monitoring, and the only parameter to follow this diabetes has been the hemoglobin A1C. In the latest determination, the hemoglobin A1C was reported 9%. In November of 2022 was 7.3. Regarding the kidney function, the patient maintains her GFR that is 68. With a creatinine of 0.88 and a BUN of 15, period. I have to point out that there is hyperfiltration because of the presence of hyperglycemia. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Microalbumin creatinine ratio is normal, as well as the protein creatinine ratio is normal. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 135 over 59. Interestingly, when the patient was recently seen in this office by the endocrinologist, the blood pressure was 184 over 101. Following number, hyperlipidemia has been under control with the administration of rosuvastatin and ezetimibe, E-Z-E-T-I-M-I-B-E, 10 milligrams daily. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease with stents. The patient has those cardiac procedures completed when she was living in Michigan. Whether or not the patient has seen Dr. Torres as recommended is not known. Period. We have a lengthy discussion of how to have a schedule with the meals. We discuss the diet, including the ethnic products. We recommended the low sodium diet, the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes. Period. Paragraph. We reviewed the ultrasound done, excuse me, the retroperitoneal ultrasound done in November of 2022, in which there is evidence of small kidneys with some hyperechogenicity and also changes compatible with bilateral hydronephrosis. We are going to order the CT scan to clarify the condition, period.